Welcome everyone, I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 29th episode in this podcast reading series. The Son of Man will endeavor to prove to the court, as requested by the defense and the accused, that Elijah as an expert witness is not prejudicial. If Elijah as a prophet were biased in this case, he would aspire to prove the truth of his prophecies by being prejudicial in his testimony. If he had been the one to choose Jesus to be the Christ, then his testimony would be biased to support his declaration. Was it Elijah who chose Jesus of Nazareth? False prophets will say anything to ensure belief in their testimonies and the Holy Bible above all others. This episode is a presentation of entries 712 through 714 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatlotiapubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. I rejoice in the Lord, who makes me whole again. My life is good and safe, with God as my protector. I am grateful for all that I have in my life, and I give God all of my praise with love and truth. The Son of Man now realizes the following of this redirection. The jurors all know and have already heard this story. Nothing new will be learned from hearing this testimony. And the goal of redirect is to prove Elijah's impartiality.
Elijah, I'm sorry to interrupt because your story is truthful, but I really need to ask you how you claim to have known that Jesus of Nazareth was God's chosen one, the Christ. Why did you not say the Christ was someone else?
The question is rather blunt and to the point, but there is a curious look on Elijah's face.
I think you must be mistaken, a misunderstanding, sir. The choice of who the Messiah would be was never mine. Was not the one making the decisions, and I had no say. I baptized hundreds of other men before Jesus came to me. While I say that I knew he was the one when I first saw him, the choice and confirmation of this truth came from God.
The matter of establishing impartiality for this witness is nearly to its point of significant revelation. There is still the need to make it very clear and emphasize how Elijah was not the judge. Glory be to God forever in His holy temple. This is the day that the Lord has made. All must rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Almighty One, God of all the universe. The Son of Man turns to look at the defense. There is a smile on his face, but he is not smug. The look is merely courteous and a sign of his love.
I need to ask you to make this clear to the court. You were not selective, nor authorized to make a choice, and the anointed one of God was not your decision? No, sir. The choice has always been only Almighty God's. My task on earth was to baptize in water, not to judge. You were returned to the earth by Almighty God, and you were set upon a task to teach repentance. among all those who came to be baptized in water, you were not partial or biased toward any of them? No, sir. It was never my task to make any decisions. When Jesus of Nazareth came to be baptized, I felt the goodness of the Lord in him. I knew he was truly the chosen one, only after baptism.
Elijah was not the judge of Jesus of Nazareth, who was the Christ, and he knew Yeshua was the chosen one, God's true Messiah, only after he had repented in baptism, the same as all other men. And the Holy Spirit of Almighty God descended upon him like a dove. I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you safe. I ask that God's angels watch over all of you. May the mercy of the Lord be upon you. I rejoice in the Lord for his everlasting mercy. The Son of Man humbly strides back to his table. The matter of this witness's lack of bias has been proven. Elijah was certainly impartial because he was not the judge.
Please forgive me, but I must ask this question again. When the Lord sent you to the earth to make straight the highway for our God, among men on the earth, you were never told in advance by the Lord exactly who would be the man God would choose.
No, sir. Only the Lord, thy God, knew for sure, and it was never known to any man or woman. I did not seek him out among others, this chosen one. He had made a choice to come to me and repent of his sin.
Please let the record clearly state that the witness has declared his impartiality because he did not choose the chosen one and he had no clear reason for being prejudicial.
The last part of the prosecution's request to Almighty God, a clearly stated point of fact made before the Lord, is the crux of how this point has been made, and the defense may be forgiven for demanding it. Well, this concludes episode 29 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was The Anointed One of God. The matter of Elijah's impartiality seems resolved. Elijah was not the judge of others when he was John the Baptist. Elijah was a holy man of God, an anointed one the same as Christ. Jesus Christ was not ever the only chosen one in history. God has chosen many men to be prophets and messengers, but those men are not chosen by other men. Men who are chosen by other men to be prophets are surely false prophets, not anointed by God. Only God may choose a man to be a prophet and only God may judge each and every man. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is for everyone who believes, but only God will choose who among them will be his mouthpiece and messenger to the world. Jesus of Nazareth was not chosen by Elijah to be the Christ. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.